This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Vote counting is underway in Uganda's presidential and parliamentary elections. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
As security forces tried to stop supporters of the main opposition leader, Bobi Wine, from monitoring polling stations, voters came out in force. Even though internet was cut off, long lines of voters snaked into the distance in the capital, Kampala. Local coordinator Eric Mutenga said voting went better than expected.
It's been quite not chaotic like expected. At this particular center, I think everything's mostly gone on well.
Opposition leader Bobi Wine arrived to the cheers of a crowd and cast his ballot. He made the sign of the cross, then raised his fist and smiled. Wine told local broadcaster that he will win, although it may not be officially acknowledged by the Election Commission. I'm Karen Chamas.
The head of the World Food Program has appealed to the Trump administration to reverse its decision designating a Yemeni rebel group as a terrorist entity, saying millions would slide into famine in the war-torn country as a result. WFP Chief David Beasley, an American who was nominated to his post by President Trump, said the designation is literally going to be a death sentence to hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of innocent people in Yemen. Late Sunday, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced that he plans to designate the Iranian-backed Houthi rebel group a foreign terrorist organization, a tool that's used to disrupt financial support to terrorist networks. WFP Chief Beasley said 16 million Yemenis are in food crisis now, including 50,000 who are already in famine-like conditions. Another 5 million are just one step behind them. He said his agency is struggling to keep up financially, and the designation means it will have to further